Someone who makes you a better person because they're in your life. That's awesome. Well, let's turn to the Bible and see if maybe we're on the right track here. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and kinsfolk are born to share adversity." So a friend loves at all times. You agree with that? A friend loves at all times. What does that mean if you love at all times? What does that mean as a friend? What does that, how does that define a friend? If you love at all times, what does that mean? Unconditional? Good times and bad times. Mountaintops and valleys, right? Anybody else? For richer or for poorer? I was going to say, my mind just automatically went there. In sickness and in health, you know. Sorry, my ADD kicked in there and I just automatically went there. I was at this conference a few weeks ago down in Atlanta, and there was this guy who, I think he really did have ADD. Because he was talking along and all of a sudden he'd go, "Look, a bird!" And you know what really scared me was? I followed him. Anyway, one of the most painful times of my youth is whenever I thought I had a friend, and I'm including college age in this, where I thought I had a friend, and you know, it's one of those people that I enjoyed being around, but I also secretly looked up to them. Maybe there were some characteristics that they had that I wish I had myself, you know. But I began to notice as I hung around this friend that I would walk up to a crowd and all of a sudden the conversation would cease. You ever notice that with any friend? Or how about I noticed this friend when his other friends were gone. I was a really good friend. You understand what I'm saying? It's like I was a friend of convenience. We ever had any friends like that? I hope you haven't. But anyway, there is something about a true friend that is timeless. One of the things Mom and Dad would always tell me, and they're here, so I have to be careful. One of the things that Mom and Dad would always tell me, that in 10 years, I probably wouldn't remember my friends, the people I would call now my friends, when I was in high school and junior high. And of course, at the time, I would go, "Yeah, right, whatever." Right? Parents, you've never heard that, have you? Well, Mom and Dad, I hate to tell you, but you were right. In 10 years and now, 22 years, 22 years later, I can barely remember most of the people I would call my friends' names. And most of them, I don't even know where they are now. Unless Mom and Dad call up and say, "Hey, so-and-so was in the paper. They got arrested last night." You know what I mean? I know what they're doing. But you see, believe it or not, youth, our lives, your lives, in junior high and high school are a blink of an eye. Think about it. Now, that doesn't make them less important. That's not what I'm saying. But in the scheme of your life, junior high and high school span how many years? 6 years of your life. 6 years of your life. Now, the problem traditionally has been that as high schoolers and even junior, a little bit in junior high, we, all of us, I think, thought our life, our entire life, was in those 6 years. Right? Here and now, right now. And the bad thing about that is, therefore, we did dumb things. Some things that are really dumb and dangerous, not thinking of the 60 to 70 years we will have after we graduate. Some 80 and 90 years. Now, adults, can I get an amen off that? Amen. Now, youth, we're not picking on you, but most of the adults in this room are looking back going, "Good night, I wish I'd have thought about that when I was in high school." Aren't we? Yeah. Anyway, one friend, believe it or not, defied this principle of Mom and Dad's, you know, the forget their name principle. Tim Evans is his name. And we have been friends for as long as I can remember. I don't know, maybe we were even in diapers and hanging out. I have no clue. I can't remember that far back. But there were times, believe it or not, that my parents didn't think that he had the best influence on my life. Mom and Dad, can I get an amen on that? But, you know, we stuck it out. And there were times, well, actually, most of the time, we felt like a whole person when we were together. You know what I'm talking about? We felt like we could, it's like I told the kids at Kids Corner, we felt like we could defeat the world. We felt like we could do just about anything when we were together. You ever had a friend like that? And then whenever I would go to one camp, he was a wrestler and I was a basketball player. So, you know, whenever he'd go to wrestling camp and I'd go to basketball camp, all week it was kind of like, I can't explain it, but something just isn't right about this. Anybody ever had a friend like that?